This is Akashvani Shillong, the North East News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Rajana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has strongly condemned the heinous terrorist attack in Moscow. In a social media post, he said, "India's thoughts and prayers are with the families of the victims." Mr. Modi said, "India stands in solidarity with the government and the people of the Russian Federation in this hour of grief." Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Bhutanese counterpart Sherin Tokge yesterday inaugurated the Gyaltsen Jetsun Pema Mother and Child Hospital, a state-of-the-art hospital in Thimphu built with the assistance of the Government of India. The development of the 150-bedded hospital has been supported by India in two phases. The newly constructed hospital would add value to the quality of mother and child health services in Bhutan. Around 1.8 crore first-time voters aged between 18 and 19 years will exercise their franchise in the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. Several social media campaigns like "I Vote for Sure" are underway to encourage young and first-time voters. Akashvani correspondent reports that this time around 19.74 crore voters are in the age group of 20 to 29 years. Election Commission said over 13.4 lakh advance applications have been received from people aged over 17 years. Social media campaigns and radio engagement also aims to increase participation. The Meghalaya unit of the BJP has accepted the decision of the party's central leadership not to field candidates for the two Lok Sabha seats from Meghalaya. The party has instead extended support to the candidates of the National People's Party. There are times when hard decisions need to be taken, and Meghalaya BJP, as a party of disciplined karyakartas, understands and abides by the central choice, the party said. The NPP have forfeited their seats in Arunachal Pradesh and Uttar Manipur and have decided to support BJP candidates. In exchange, BJP has removed candidates from Shillong and Tura Lok Sabha seats. A new survey has revealed that about 60% of children between the ages of 5 to 6 years exhibit behaviours indicative of potential digital addiction, underscoring the urgent need for effective strategies to mitigate these negative effects. The survey, based on a sample size of 1,000 parents, was conducted by smart parent solution company Batu Tech. The survey aims to expose how heightened screen exposure poses various risks, including poor sleep quality, reduced physical activity, social withdrawal, and decreased academic performance. A one-horned rhino was discovered lifeless, with its horn brutally removed at the Kaziranga National Park in Assam yesterday, sparking concerns of poaching activities in the vicinity. According to reports, the carcass of the rhinoceros was located within the Bura Paho range of the Kaziranga National Park. The absence of its horn indicated that the rhino had tragically fallen victim to poaching. Upon receiving the news, officials of the Assam Forest Department were promptly notified and swiftly arrived at the scene to retrieve the carcass for post-mortem examination. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation has imposed a financial penalty of 80 lakh rupees on Air India Limited for violation of regulations about flight duty time limitations and fatigue management system of the flight crew. The DGCA conducted a spot audit of the Air India Limited in January this year to verify the regulatory compliance by the operator in respect for FDTL and FMS regulations. During the audit, the evidences were collected and fleet-wise random reports were analysed. The Meghalaya Election Department will undertake planting of trees in all polling stations across the state in keeping with the Election Commission of India's mission to make the Lok Sabha General Elections 2024 a green election. Chief Electoral Officer of Meghalaya, BDR Tiwari, has informed that in line with this, two saplings will be given to the first male and female voters to plant it at the polling station location. Informing that most of the polling stations are educational institutions, the CEO requested the Education Department to convey the message to the institutions to identify a space for planting the saplings and to nurture it. And with that, we end the North East News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.